No, The Alaskan Laundry does not feature a laundromat. Author Brendan Jones says the title came from a one-off conversation with a pickled old fisherman who shared his own theory on Alaska.
State is very much like a laundry where a lot of folks come in and they think they can get themselves clean. It's like on one continuous wash cycle. A lot of people depend on the state to kind of clean away their original sins or their past and have high expectations. And of course, this doesn't generally work out, not to mention, of course, that there have been people in the state for thousands of years, so there's that too.
The book is a coming-of-age story about a young woman who moves from an East Coast city to a fictional Alaska island town and works her way up the fishing ladder, hatchery, processor, crewman. But it's also a musing on Alaska, growing up, fishing, life, through the lens of each character. Tucked into the first half is a paragraph that Jones says is one of his favorite passages. When she thought about the East Coast, she thought it as cities revolving around the sun of New York, Philadelphia like Mercury, Washington like Mars, Boston, Saturn. Here on this island, it was as if her planet had slipped its ellipse and she was floating around some gentler, more mysterious sun. She couldn't see it yet, but she could already feel it. The few times when she stopped fighting and allowed herself to be guided by this new force. It was somewhere in those woods, hidden beneath the ice field, deep in the river valleys. Jones says those moments when writing is more lyricism than the heavy lifting of narrative is one of the things he loves about the process.
I'm always drawn to the more poetic sections. You know, I have this belief where if you're good enough at getting the actions of your characters and moving them around in effective ways, then you get rewarded by these kind of flights of writing, and they just kind of drop into your lap.
The book was written over several years in different places, mostly Sitka in California. Jones says from time to time he'd go fishing and then come home to rewrite a section. It developed in bits and pieces here and there. Tara's story was not necessarily the one Jones set out to tell.
There was never really any intention, especially at the outset, to write that story. It just evolved over the course of many different drafts. The story started 10 years ago as just a bunch of different characters, 10 different characters, and I ended up writing about 10,000 words for each of them and started kind of bumping them up against each other. And one by one, like the Thunderdome or something, they ended up falling by the wayside, and I was left with four characters. And then two, it was a love story between Tara and a Cuban guy who comes to Alaska. And then the last iteration, once Houghton bought it, ended up just being kind of this hero's journey of Tara going up to Alaska.
It is, however, a story that shares some commonalities with Jones's life. He moved to Alaska from Philadelphia at age 19. He's moved around a bit in the years since then, but now, just like his protagonist, he calls a tugboat anchored near a rocky Alaska island home. He's fished in a handful of fisheries, though not all the same ones as Tara. He's taken the book from those eastern cities, New York, Boston, D.C., Philly, to Alaska towns like Anchorage, Homer, Palmer, Juneau, and stops at other places between.
I end up reading very different sections for a place like Homer or Sitka than I do for, say, Los Angeles, where people don't really read anyways. You have to read very slowly and figure out a very simple passage to share with them. But, you know, in Alaska, people are so familiar with the rudiments of fishing that you can just dive right into it. So I pick out certain sections that I think will resonate and don't spend a whole lot of time explaining the industry or explaining what it's like to come to Alaska as a young person, because so many people have already had those experiences, already kind of seeded in people.
In Alaska, Jones says he connects with people over their own stories of learning to fish, coming to Alaska.
One of the great pleasures of writing is it's such a solitary venture, but it's a story, and so you get to share it. And I've met all sorts of people, and it's been fascinating to see how the story has hit them and resonated with them. And I really tried to write it in such a way that people could connect their own dots, and I didn't want to force truths or anything down people's throats. So I think people brought their own stories to the novel and then took a lot out of it.
Up next, Jones says he's about halfway through another book, and he'll keep writing, the work less backbreaking than fishing, he says. In Dillingham, I'm Molly Dishner.